and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 82.
Very good.
I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise. Okay. Yeah. And today we have a very, very, very awesome special guest, Jeannie. And I was going to say
you like how the hand goes up?
Oh, right. Yeah. Hi.
She does.
Hi.
She does the podcast like people are watching.
It's hilarious. This is how I talk. This is me. Uh-huh. Like if I was by myself in a room talking, my hands would be waving.
Nice.
At strangers.
All right. At strangers.
At ghost strangers.
Wait a minute. So you're in a room.
Ghost strangers.
Yeah. You're in a room.
Why do you have to dissect it? I don't know.
With strangers.
Why can't using you just let hands. Stuff go?
She's in a fishbowl. She's in the room by herself, but there are people watching her on the outside.
Right.
I'm never really alone. We'll try this again.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Today we have Jeannie. And as always, I say Jeannie, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should say from Salty Language. I would like to say Jeannie's from The Enthusiast, because she has been an enthusiast numerous times, and I just kind of view her as part of that.
Fair enough. I think of Jeannie as part of Salty Language just because, you know, she's part of Salty Language.
Right.
So that's it. Now, I'm pretty sure without Jeannie's blessing, Salty Language doesn't happen. Regardless
I'm
of
the one who pushed for it to start.
Right. Nice. You're like, hey, you guys, I could use a couple hours on Friday night to hang out by myself.
You guys totally need to go do stuff without me.
Nice. It's kind of cool that, and this is something we've discussed, that podcasters, I think, even though they spend a lot of time podcasting, they spend most of that time podcasting at home, which is actually really cool. Mm-hmm. So like you're doing stuff, you're hanging out with your buddies and you know, shit talking, maybe drinking beers or whatever, but you're actually still home. And that's kind of like cool. So you're doing like, you got the best of both worlds there.
Yeah.
Well, Salty Language started with Tony going to Brian's house.
Oh. So,
yeah, they went over there and they were at Salty Language Studios. And then every once in a while when we were too busy, he would stay home. And then Brian moved and Tony's like, I can't go over there. His room is so small.
Right.
And I love him, but I'd rather go get beers and podcast at home. So right. Then we got the podcast studio of the North, because we're further north than he is.
Plus, there's always that thing where you podcast together and you have a couple beers and then you're like, okay, I can't have any more beers because I still got to get home. And then you're like, do I have to like curb what we're doing, or like there's a limit, or let's not put limits on it, you know? Have a beer. Yeah.
I need to start down in some water and maybe a cup of coffee. Right?
It's funny because I'll listen to some podcasts that have like three or four guys together and they'll meet at somebody's house and they'll be freaking hammered by the end. And then it's like, all right, we'll see you again next week. And I'm like, three of those guys have got to go home now.
Like at ladies' night when they all get together?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do shots. I'm like, no.
No shots. Yeah. No shots.
I'm like, that worries me.
I can't remember who it is. I want to say Luke, but I'm not totally positive. One of them's married, and sometimes his wife comes along, and you can see her like come in, or you can hear her come in, like come in, like. And I think that she might be the sober ride.
She's like, please tell me you have Uber on your phone and I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't know. So Salty Language started I definitely think having, you know, Tony being able to be at home and have a few beers, I think it's kind of fun too, because being in the same room, obviously, like we do it, is awesome. But I think there's something cool about like two old friends. It's almost like you're listening to their phone conversation, which in a really, in a fun way is kind of cool too.
Yeah.
He likes to listen and watch is what he's really trying to say.
You should.
I'm not sure you got that.
I totally got that.
The images I have in my head when I listen to Salty Language is, it's interesting.
Is Tony glistening?
Oh, they're both
after
glistening.
Not at first, but you know.
But so I guess we should say Salty Language is the podcast of Brian and Tony. Tony, you know who Tony is.
Yeah, he's my husband. I sleep with him nightly.
You've met Tony, right?
What?
You've met, maybe you don't, you know.
Once or twice.
Yeah. So,
that guy.
Great
we
podcast.
We went to high school together.
That's awesome. If you haven't checked it out, check it out.
How adorable.
I know. TLA.
What?
TLA.
Tony's like, I don't understand what you guys are talking about. What is this?
I had to ask too. Did you catch that? I was like, what's TLA? Yeah.
Well, I did, because I was totally with you. Like, I have no clue what that means.
Like, I'm not sure I did that in high school. Did I do that? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Like, it's like the T like and the L and the A are all one thing. Did I even show you what it looks like?
No. Okay, we're going to get a visual on a podcast. We're going to get a visual.
Hey, I will get my question answered on what this looks like.
I don't know if you can see it. Yeah. So it's like the T and the L and the A are all one thing.
Video for this scenario.
Yeah. That's what I do with my initials, which is really funny.
Oh, nice.
Because when, you know, my maiden name is just Lisk. That's why I'm Lisk High.
Right.
So I would put my J, K, and L at the end of the K, and then the K was in the J.
Oh.
So that's how I would initial things.
Nice.
And then when I added Tony's name to it, I added an H to it. So it kind of looks like an E now, if you can see this. Maybe.
Yeah.
It looks like an E. Everyone's like, who's J-E? I'm like, that's me.
You're like, I'm Genie E?
I'm Genie E.
And as you know, our names are very long and complicated.
And so people are like, how do you say those?
Yeah.
And Neil has his initials and signature down to a science, but like, I'm still kind of figuring mine out.
By science, it's a scribble.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very scientific.
A very nice scribble. And like, you know, when I have to, especially because it's somewhat new, so I'm trying to like sign something and there's literally this really extra long, awkward pause when I like go to like sign my name and I'm like, see?
Oh, when Annalise bought her car, which was in January. They were like, sign this, and I wouldn't say, but maybe three of them, she kept signing her maiden name.
Yeah.
And then when she wouldn't, she'd like take a deep breath. She's like, okay, hold on.
Let me get the right name here.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny.
It's long and complicated and hard to spell right.
Well, that's why it's a scribble.
I'm like, okay, this is a major financial document. Please, everybody, hold on. I need a moment.
And see, I have a hyphenated name that's still only 8 letters.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
At some point, we're going to have to discuss. I don't know if it's going to be today, but
we're going to have a discussion.
Is it your sister-in-law that's called the Risk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought, and that's what I assumed, like, through my, you know, detective skills. What?
You're amazing.
Yeah. I know, right?
My brother goes by Jisk, because my brother, sister, and I all have J names, and our last name is Lisk, okay? And when he married Rose, he's like, you're the Risk, and she's like, there's no effing way I'm going to be the Risk, because that sounds awful.
That sounds awesome.
You risked marrying me?
I like
that. Sounds awesome.
I like it.
And my brother's like, no, it's the best name ever. We'll be the Jisk and the Risk, and it'll be great. So she and I are talking about starting a podcast together.
Yeah.
Love it.
Which is why she started going as the Risk on Twitter, because she's like, it's not me, but it is me.
Right.
Yeah.
And she has her account, and she has the Risk account.
That's awesome.
It made my brother so happy.
You guys should totally do it. Are you gonna? You think you will?
Yeah, she works in higher education, and she's an administrative assistant at EMU, and there's two assistants within her leadership, blah, 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 and it's like, yeah, this is boring.
You lost me at education.
Well, one of the two positions vacated, and they're waiting to fill it. And she's like, it's going to be like a 2-month process to get this person in here because it's a union, and we have to interview them. And we have to, so yeah, 2-month process. So we're looking at maybe January starting it. We were hoping to start it on my birthday for Fall Beer Fest. And
nice.
She couldn't go because of the job.
Freaking jobs.
Yes. Stupid jobs.
What will it be about? Will it be a conversational podcast, or like, will you guys have topics?
We've talked about it. We're not quite sure.
I was going to say, will it be a real podcast, or will it be like ours?
It will definitely be a conversational podcast,
nice.
But we're talking, you know, we picked up the Twitter name Pie in the Sky because I'm a baker.
Yeah.
It kind of fit with us. So we've thrown around doing like a baking podcast. We've talked about like a sexual education podcast, which goes with both of them. It could both work.
Right.